Weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, mostly sunny skies, breezy, upper 80s around 90. We'll see wind gusts as high as 30. Tonight, clear skies will drop down to 60. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, a little bit cooler, highs mid-80s with calm winds. Tomorrow night, clear skies in the upper 50s. As we're into Sunday, mostly sunny skies, breezy. We'll see temperatures in the upper 80s. Right now, it's 81.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. USDA has released the final rule for its conservation stewardship program. The rule makes updates to the popular conservation program as directed by the 2018 Farm Bill and integrates feedback from ag producers and others. CSP offered in all 50 states in the Pacific and Caribbean areas through a continued sign-up. The program provides many benefits like increased crop yields, decreased inputs, wildlife habitat improvements, and increased resilience to adverse weather. The final rule now better aligns CSP with the NRCS Environmental Quality Incentives Program, or EQIP, through some common applications, contracting operations, conservation planning, conservation practices, and related administrative procedures. EQIP is a voluntary conservation program to help promote agriculture production and environmental quality by providing producers financial and technical assistance to implement structural management conservation practices on working ag lands. Well, six more defendants were indicted for their role in a conspiracy to fix and rig bids for broiler chicken products. The indictment also charges one defendant with making false statements and obstruction of justice. A federal grand jury in the U.S. District Court in Denver returned the superseding indictment this week. Justice Department officials said executives who choose collusion over competition will be held into account for the schemes that cheat customers and corrupt the competitive market. The three-count superseding indictment charges 10 executives and employees at major broiler chicken producers for their participation in this conspiracy from 2012 through early 2019. The six additional defendants include William Levitt, the former president and CEO of Pilgrim's Pride. Others are from Pilgrim's Pride, Claxton Poultry Farms, and Purdue Farms. This case is a result of an ongoing federal antitrust investigation into price fixing, bid rigging, and other anti-competitive conduct in that broiler chicken industry. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
As planting season begins across the country, the American Seed Trade Association reminds farmers to follow the basic steps for seed treatment stewardship. Follow directions on seed container labeling, eliminate weeds in and around the field prior to planting, minimize dust.